This is Good Morning Grand Haven, and we are broadcasting live from St. Patrick's Church here in Grand Haven. It's a mobile food distribution today. They do this every 2 weeks, and they team up, Love and Action teams up with Feed America. But we wanted to broadcast from here to just get the word out that there are a lot of people that are really, really struggling in Ottawa County. There are people in homes, two people in the home working and living in their cars. That was the last update I got from the Salvation Army. I am joined by Kieran from the People Center in Spring Lake. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
I'm going to have you move your microphone a little bit closer. There we go. What are you seeing at the People Center right now?
We are seeing our food pantry numbers go up quite drastically. Mm-hmm. We were a little slow during COVID and a little after that. We do believe that Love really stepped up and helped with the food needs in our community. And so we were seeing a little bit lower numbers, and now they are going up. We are seeing a lot of people who are living in their cars mm-hmm. coming to the People Center. We have transitional housing there. So
I know you do, right?
Yeah. So we're seeing people coming, wanting housing that night. And it isn't how our program works. So
you can't help them.
I can't help them. We had an emergency meeting last week for all the providers to say, what are we going to do? We are seeing tremendous numbers of people needing housing.
Oh, boy. That's really, really hard when you can't help someone. How many people are you able to help at the People Center?
Well, we only have 6 apartments, and right now...
So it's like an... I've never been there.
Oh, you need to come for a tour.
And I keep saying that I'm going to visit, and I drive by, and, you know, it's a nice little area, and I drive by, and I look at, you know, you're always... It'll say on the marquee what it is you need, and I always go, okay, I need to do that. I need to... But I've never been in there.
So you should come over for a tour. Anybody can come for a tour and see what our facility looks like.
I really, really would, because I don't think a lot of people know that it exists and what it's all about.
Right.
You know?
So we have food and clothing for families in need in the Tri-Cities area and the smaller surrounding communities.
Okay.
Our clothing is free. They can come in and get clothing for themselves and their immediate family that are in their household. We also have a food pantry there, mm-hmm. 3-day supply of food 4 times a year with 30 days between visits.
Okay.
And so we are able to, our whole goal was to just fill that little niche between a paycheck or maybe between another food pantry visit whenever they were in desperate need for food, we would make sure that we covered that.
Okay.
And we also provide personal hygiene items.
I wanted to talk about that a little bit,
Personal items like, you know, paper towels and toilet paper and things like that they can't buy with their bridge cards.
Right.
And so we provide all of that stuff, too. And we go through that like crazy.
I believe it.
And people don't think to donate that either, but it is something that is greatly needed in all the pantries.
I have a cousin who travels, I would say, maybe 9 months out of the year, hotel after hotel, and collects all the shampoos and whatnot and donates those to different, different areas. But you're right. It things like hygiene products, deodorant, shampoo.
Toothbrushes,
razors. Think about a young girl that may be living in one of those apartments with mom or dad. You know, I mean, the need is great. And I would imagine if you have 6 apartments at the People Center, that would lead me to believe that there are some families there. And so you would need donations for kids. What about things to do, games,
so
things like, I'm serious.
Right. Yeah. And we do take toys if they're smaller and can fit in a basket. We take toys.
You do? Okay.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We also will put on the marquee, too, when we need socks and underwear.
Okay.
New, we want them brand new, of course.
Sure.
And so people are really generous with the socks and underwear. They do donate those things.
That's wonderful.
So it's really great.
That's
and
wonderful.
And then we are able to give that away.
Right.
In our
You know, Josh had said something earlier that he said, you know, nobody wants to announce that they're doing this. Do you know what I'm saying? Nobody goes to gets in line and wants everyone to know. There's a little, there's privacy issues.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's hard.
So our facility is set up in a house.
Right.
So you come in the back door.
Okay.
So you come into the kitchen, step into the living room where our host volunteer waits on you, helps you get your food and clothing, points you in the right direction. But we kind of set it up like we're in a neighborhood, borrowing a cup of sugar from your neighbor.
And that's nice.
And so my volunteers are trained to treat people with respect and
dignity
and make sure that when they come in there, they feel like they're coming into somebody's home,
isn't
their neighbor, and borrowing some sugar.
I never thought of it like that. That really does make a difference, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Do you guys have a website?
We do. It's thepeoplecenter.org.
Okay. thepeoplecenter.org. All right. I appreciate you being here.
So
I know
there's
you
cool
have a
pictures.
Busy day.
Yeah.
Are there?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
There's pictures
out there.
Awesome. You can see.
Thepeoplecenter.org. And we want to do everything that we can. And this all came about through a conversation that we had with the Salvation Army. And then my boss had a conversation at a chamber forum hearing
with me.
It was with you.
With me, yes.
There we go. Hearing about everything that was going on. And he came in that day and he said, wow, that he had talked about the Salvation Army interview that I had done, and he said, we need to do something. We need to do something.
Yes.
So here we are. And, you know, and 2 weeks from now, we're going to need to do something again and again and again. The need's not going to go away.
The need doesn't go away.
It doesn't go away at all.
I only think it's just now coming to light as far as housing. I think it's going to get worse.
Okay. We have to do everything that we can.
Yes.
Thepeoplecenter.org. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
This is 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite.